Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Got a line waiting just for you to sound off on the Steelers and Titans. 412-928-9370. We had a rush of calls. If you tried to get in and had a busy signal, now is a great time to call. We'll get you on before the top of the hour when Ray Fittipaldo is going to join me, my pal from the Post-Gazette, get his take on Steelers and Titans. 412-928-9370. Who's going to win? Why? We have everybody that we've had call so far picks the Steelers. I don't know if that's with their heads or with their hearts, but they've all picked the Steelers. Maybe you think Tennessee. Maybe you're concerned about Bush being out. Maybe you're concerned Ben's due to have a turnover. Maybe you're concerned Connors could get hurt or fumble. 412-928-9370. Falling leaves, falling prices. Get ready for October Auto Fest at ShorkyKiaWexford.com. New 2021 Kia Forte LXs, only $199 a month, or upgrade to the 21 Kia Sportage LX, just $258 a month. Your deal, your way. What a great day. Call or click makes it even easier. ShorkyKiaWexford.com. I like the Steelers. I like the Steelers in a close game. I just think their defense is too good, even without Bush. We'll find out, though. I mean, I'm not quite as confident of that defense as I would be if Bush was still in there, but he's not. So we'll see. We'll see what Spillane can do. Again, Shazier's injury, you know, just from a football standpoint, kind of ruined the Steelers' season a couple years ago. I'm hopeful the same thing doesn't happen with Bush's injury. Certainly, you know, from a football standpoint, we're talking about Shazier's injury was just catastrophic for him personally. Let's go to Brad. Hey, Brad, welcome. You're up.
Hey, Ron. Hey, I also like the Steelers, but in a relatively close game, you know, 7 or 8 points. And I like the idea of using Claypool as a decoy this week, you know, with some of them gimmick sweeps they run and them bunch jobs they did the last few times, and using that as a setup to hit a wide-open Eric Ebron.
Well, Ebron could be one of the stars this week. There's no question about that. He had the one big game. Who was it against? Houston, I want to say. I don't have the stats in front of me. He could be a target as well, but I think Juju could have a good game. Washington, Deontay Johnson back. Ben's got a lot of choices out there, Brad, a lot of choices.
Well, I like them using Chase Claypool as a decoy because most of the league's going to be focusing on him. But
well,
have a good
you know
weekend,
what? All right, you too, Brad. I don't know if decoy is the right word. I mean, they're going to try to get him involved in the offense. Maybe Tennessee will try to take him out of it, which would open it up for somebody else. Let's go to Steven. Hey, Steven, welcome. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, sir? How you doing?
Good, man.
I'm good. Hey, thank you for having me, man. I know coming up really this weekend. I do believe that we have a very good chance of winning this game. One important stat that a lot of people aren't considering is the third down. I heard a few people talking about it, but the Titans' defense is awful with third down and getting off the field. And Steelers, our offense, we're actually ranked number 10 right now for the highest conversion rate on third down. So I do think that'll play a significant part in how well we do against the Titans. I am a little afraid of Ryan Tannehill's ability to not turn over the ball. I know our defense does relish those opportunities, but we'll see. We'll see.
Well, your point about third downs, which Steelers defense is going to show up on third down? Remember, the Eagles 2 weeks ago converted 10 of 14. Last week, Cleveland was 1-12. So, you know, the Steelers got to worry about the third down plays as well. Tennessee's defense, though, your point, if that is your point, if I'm not misreading you, Steven, their defense is bad. It's not just average. I think it's bad. And they want to run the ball, hold on to the ball with Derrick Henry, let Tannehill do his thing very efficiently. But I think the Steelers are going to score some points. I really do. I just think the Steelers' defense is so much better than Tennessee's defense that that's why I'm giving the Steelers a slight edge in this game.
Hey, I agree. The only thing for me is I went to the University of South Carolina, went to Davion Clowney was there, and I've seen him do some crazy things up close and personal in terms of, you know, what he does to opposing offensive tackles. Now, I know his NFL career hasn't been quite star-studded as his college career for sure, but it's definitely something to take into consideration. But I feel like our offensive line has been doing great with adding Dotson and Chuk, the core four in there. They've been playing awesome. Feeler, you know, the list goes on and on. So final score prediction here, sir. I do think that it will take 30 points to win this game. I got the Steelers winning 31, Titans 23.
All right, Steven. Sounds good to me, man. I think the Steelers would sign up for that. They've scored 30 points in two games in a row now, the Steelers have. We'll see if they can make it again. Joe, you said we had a call? Tim is up. Hey, Tim.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, man, good. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, let me just throw something out for you without you, you know, killing me. Why can't the Steelers treat this week as a bye week? And basically rest a lot of important players and just see what Mason Rudolph can do to this week. I realize every game is important. I realize that. But why not treat this like
Tim,
a bye week?
Tim, I'm going to stop you. I know you and thanks for the call, man. I know you tried to say don't kill you, but I got to kill you. That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. You know, every game is important. You're fighting to win the division. I know you got Baltimore next week, and you don't want to get anybody hurt, but – like Mike Tomlin said the other day, football injuries are just like blocking and tackling. They're an inevitable part of football. If somebody gets hurt, somebody gets hurt. What are you going to do? You got to try to win this game, though. I mean, it's just you got to try to win this game. I'm not interested in sitting Ben. I'm not interested in trying to sit anybody. You win this game, you go to 6-0. Now, even if you lose in Baltimore next week, although the tiebreaker would favor Baltimore, you'd only have one loss, just like they would do. So I'm sorry, Tim. I know you begged me not to kill you, but I got to kill you. That's just really not a very smart idea. And I'm glad Mike Tomlin isn't listening because he probably would laugh at you too. You try to win every game. Now, if you're at the end of the season and you're in the playoffs already, then it's a different story, but not in the sixth game of the season. So I'm not treating this like a bye week. You got to play it. You got to try to win it. And I like the Steelers' chances with that defense. I just think it's even without Devin Bush, I like that defense. I just love the way Tua is playing. I love the way Cam Hayward is playing. I love the way Vince Williams is playing. Obviously, the two guys on the outside, Dupree and Watt, and, you know, they have their own injury, Tennessee, with Taylor Lewan out, left tackle, blindside protection for Tannehill. That's Dupree's side of the field. Good luck trying to block him. And if you pay extra attention to him, then that ought to leave T.J. Watt to run free and could make for a very long day for Ryan Tannehill. I think it's going to be a great game. I think it's going to be must-see TV. That's what I wrote about in Sunday's Post-Gazette about Vince Williams, you know, the Steelers. He's the run anchor in the middle. I mean, he 10 tackles for losses this year, leads the league. He against Derrick Henry for me, I can't wait to watch it. I think it's going to be spectacular to see. And again, you know, it's not just Vince Williams. It's not just those outside guys. I can't give enough credit to the Steelers' defensive linemen. I think Cam is having another all-pro year. Tua has really picked it up the last two or three weeks. And I think Tyson Alualu has been one of the most underrated players on the team, if not in the league. He just keeps making plays, whether it's tackle for loss or batting down a pass. He's just come to play and answered the question, how are the Steelers going to replace Javon Hargrave? Well, Alualu has answered us for it very well, thank you, because he's been outstanding. So we'll see if they can continue. Again, that Tennessee offensive line without their star left tackle, Taylor Lewan, he's out. He blew out his knee just like Devin Bush did last week. So both teams going in here a little bit shorthanded. I still like the Steelers' defense is probably the best unit on the field. Certainly a lot better than the Tennessee defense, I would say. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to Ray Fittipaldo, my colleague at the Post-Gazette. Does a great job covering the Titans. Get his take on Bush, on everything else Steelers-related. Antonio Brown, Russell Wilson continues to lobby to bring him to Seattle. We'll talk about that a little bit as well. We got a long way to go. 1 hour in the books, three yet to go. I'm Ron Cook. It's Cook and Joe on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!